His name's not on the ballot. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's voting early this morning in Wilmington, Delaware, 99 days after dropping out of the race and endorsing Vice President Harris. She has three campaign events in Michigan today after a busy day, including a rally in Philadelphia.
So, Philly, I've got a question for you. Are you ready to do this? Are we going to do this? Yes. Are we ready to vote? Are we ready to win?
Former President Trump has two events in Georgia today after last night's six-hour rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
42 million people have voted early so far. Early voting starts today in Colorado and Washington, D.C. The state of Virginia is asking the Supreme Court to allow for 1,600 voters suspected of being non-citizens to be unregistered. A federal appeals court upheld an order restoring those registrations. States are banned from voter roll purges within 90 days of an election. North Korean troops are at the front line of Russia's war with Ukraine.
NATO says some of the North Korean troops have already been deployed in Russia's Kursk border region, where Russia has been struggling to push back a Ukrainian incursion. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte called it a significant escalation in North Korea's involvement in the conflict.
The deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea is a threat to both the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic security.
It's a win for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has sought help from North Korea and Iran in the past. Rutte said NATO is monitoring the situation closely and is set to talk soon with South Korea's president and Ukraine's defense minister.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. Many of these animals are rescued from desolate conditions. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals for more than 140 years. They help ensure that pets have a safe, warm shelter during times of need, especially during natural disasters. But pets need forever homes too. Adopting a shelter pet enriches the lives of one's family and allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Consider adopting today, and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work, including their efforts to rescue animals in need, certify the humane treatment of farm animals, help ensure the safety of animals on the silver screen, and protect our planet's amazing endangered species at AmericanHumane.org.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACUMA.com studios. 560 KBLU.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Zachary Moran-Norris. Well, it was a busy weekend of events here in Yuma, so let's get right into it. The 12th Annual Bridges Gift took place at the Cocopaw Casino Event Lawn on Saturday. Singer Lauren Elena was the main headliner, with fellow musician Kofi Anderson serving as a special guest. The 8th Annual Mayor's International Bike Ride kicked off Saturday morning. Several elected officials from across the county, including Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols, hosted and participated in the event. The 25-mile ride started at the Yuma Civic Center and finished in San Luis, Mexico. And Saturday was National Pumpkin Day. And what better way to celebrate than the annual pumpkin patch at the Yuma Palms Mall? Well, that's exactly what families did. In fact, children 10 and under got to pick their favorite pumpkin for free. And finally, locals gathered at the Colorado River State Historic Park to celebrate Dia de los Muertos with art, tradition, and community. This was the fourth annual festival organized by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area in partnership with the Chicano Art Collective. Catch us on News 11 tonight at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Donut, 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 donut. Okay, so what are you thinking about right now? Donuts, right? That's the way radio works. Get News Talk 560 KBLU working for you. Use frequency to get top-of-mind awareness to get your unfair share of the business in your category. Call me, Tony D, today at 928-344-4980.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise, Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game. Marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
You may know me as Ruben Gallego, but I've had a lot of titles over the years. First, son, or mijo, by my single immigrant mom who worked so hard to make ends meet, and brother by my three incredible sisters. I've been called janitor, line cook, construction worker, doing any job I could to help out since we didn't have much. I earned the title graduate from Harvard University. I was called infantryman in the Marines when my company took some of the heaviest losses in Iraq. I'm called congressman, proudly representing Arizona the past 10 years. But my favorite title of all is dad to my two beautiful kids whose future I'm fighting for every day. That's why today, my title is candidate for Senate. I'm fighting to lower costs and secure our border. I'm Ruben Gallego, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because for me, it's never been about titles. It's about standing up for hardworking Arizonans like you.
Paid for by Gallego for Arizona.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and I have Elizabeth Pollock, better known by Liz Pollock.
Yes.
She is our guest today. Adam is here running the boards, and he will participate if we get too much on the wrong track. But for now, we're going to jump right into it.
Okay.
Thank you, Liz.
Good. Hey.
So let's get a brief introduction for our audience here. Who are you? What do you do? What's your passion?
Okay. Ooh, I love that. Let's just unpack all that. My name, yes, Liz. I teach high school math at Gila Ridge High School. It's my first year there at Gila Ridge. Love it. Mostly I have juniors and seniors who don't necessarily love math, but I like to think that each morning they come in and they go, yes, I was waiting to come to math class.
Yeah.
Did you feel the same way in high school?
That I love math class?
Yes.
No, I hated it. No, that's delusional, but I'm glad you think that.
Delusional? I love how we're front-loading the words here.
So, no, yeah, nobody loves math. Well, there are some of those introverts that are, you know,
yeah,
they basically run the world after high school, but during high school, they get stuffed in lockers and beat up.
Oh, I hope not any of mine. I love my students so much. I have almost 200 students right now, and they're the best.
Wow. How many classes?
Five. So okay. They're loaded.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they grows daily. So,
wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I like to think it's me. I think it's just the way their schedule works it on out. But, yeah, math, and one of my passions is I love music. And I love dead people.
You love dead people. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So my special hobby interest is doing family trees and searching out deceased relatives. But they don't have to be mine. They can be anyone's.
Okay.
And it is so fascinating.
Awesome.
So.
But you don't communicate with them.
I mean, if I could, that'd be amazing. But yeah, no, I don't. I don't know how to do that.
Awesome.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Well, there we are.
No, I plan for death and disability, and yes, I get to talk about it every day. So There we go. That's a common interest,
yes,
I suppose. What I want to talk to you about today is the election. Now, typically on this show, what we like to talk about are issues that are not time sensitive. For example, constitutional issues that will be just as relevant today as they are 5 years ago, or were 5 years ago, or will be in 5 years. So something that you could listen to and say, okay, I'm learning about our country, I'm learning about our world, I'm learning about how things function and what incentivizes people to do good things and what prevents people from doing bad things and so on. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes, as an estate planner, we get clients that come into us and they ask us to prepare an estate plan that will help their child that is maybe lazy and failure to launch become more motivated when they receive the inheritance that they're about to leave them. And unfortunately, the answer is I can do nothing with the drafting of the trust or the estate plan that I'm going to provide. It's all in their upbringing. And so mm-hmm. it's either going to work from the parent to how they raise their children and society, how we treat each other, or it's not. I can help it pass easily to the next generation without government interference.
Right.
And so we talk about what societal norms help individuals become more productive.
Oh, that's so funny, because I feel like I'm in the other end of that, where I'm watching children, teenagers in this situation, right? And there's a drastic difference between teenagers who are in a home with caregivers who care. And I say caregivers because in today's day, right, we don't know if it's mom or dad. We don't know if it's grandma or grandpa. It doesn't matter who it is at their home with them. If they care, it shows in their grades.
Okay.
It shows in their work habits. It shows in their respect level within the classroom.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So jumping today, we're going to deviate a little bit from our traditional, which is mm-hmm. these long-term, time-honored principles, and we want to focus on the election.
Okay.
And so this might be irrelevant here in 4 weeks, but nonetheless, I think it's important. So if there was one factor that persuaded you to vote the way you're going to vote, well, let's get out there a little bit first and lay the foundation. How are you going to vote, and how do you describe yourself as on the political scale? Are you a conservative? Are you liberal? Are you an old school Democrat? How would you describe yourself?
I would put myself right in the middle.
Okay, so you're independent.
I would put more libertarian.
Okay, good.
That's where I would put myself.
And quite
do
honestly,
I know what that means? Not really. I took a test once online. Uh-huh. It was libertarian or egalitarian. What is it?
Libertarian, yes. So libertarians feel like there should be hands-off government.
Yes.
That people should be allowed to do basically whatever they want, live and let live.
No, that's not what. Okay, so here's mine.
Okay.
Mine is somewhat hands-off.
Mm-hmm.
With the understanding that we are respectful of each other.
Sure. You can't have people infringing upon your rights. So that's the government's
only
role. Or
the opposite. Don't infringe on other people's rights either.
Sure. So the government's only role is to make sure that your rights are protected from the infringement of others or the government itself. Other than that, the government should not get involved in your personal choices, should not get involved in who succeeds in life and who fails. They should just back off and let society and the market determine the winners and the losers.
I don't know if I would go that detailed.
Oh.
As far as the market and the whatever. I feel like that even
okay. All right.
Also, we started this podcast with you being I got all these notes and I'm just winging it here. So I'm enjoying this.
Well, because you're the expert and I'm just.
Oh, I'm the expert.
I'm just the interviewer. So I want to talk to you about some of the things that the nation has seen as important issues, the top 10 issues in this
okay.
upcoming election.
Let's hear what they are.
I want to, hear your
reaction.
How you rank them.
Okay.
Okay. So the economy, terrorism and national security.
Okay.
Types of justices that may be appointed on the Supreme Court
yes.
by the next president. Immigration. Mm-hmm. Education, healthcare, mm-hmm. gun policy, abortion, taxes, and crime.
Okay.
So which of those stood out to you as being
I
top
already
of the list?
Immediately, I need to see that list more in front of my face.
Sure.
Abortion's so scandalous, or such a not scandalous, so that one stuck out to me immediately. Oh, and then you said, what did you say? Education. So that one jumps out. Education, terrorism was actually the first one. Am I ranking these in my list of importance? What did you ask me again?
What jumps out to you as this would be an issue that I would make a decision one way or another to vote for this type of politician?
Oh, okay. So, zero.
Zero what? None of these?
This is not where
That's not your list.
That's not my list.
Okay, great. What's important to you then? What factors contribute to your decision and who you vote for?
Okay, do we even come out and say who we're voting for? Is that a thing on here?
I do. I'm voting for Trump.
Okay, so I'm voting for the childless cat lady, and I'm really sad that I don't have a cat right here, except for I'm allergic, but if I did.
Stroking
the cat.
That's why you're here. You're voting for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
And I'm voting for Donald Trump. And so, do you love Kamala Harris? Do you love her personality traits? Do you think that she is a stand-up person that we should model our lives after?
Okay, so
I don't feel that about Trump, and that's what I want to throw out there right off the bat. I am voting for who I think will take our country in the right direction, not which personality I like the best.
Okay, so I'm just going to rewind to, when did Trump run the first time? What year was that?
2016.
Okay, I was like, I remember where I was, but I couldn't tell you the year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, is it the primary elections where you vote first before they actually have election?
Correct.
So we had the option to vote for Trump before he actually ran, like, officially.
Yeah, Ted Cruz was the one that the party thought was going to be the nominee.
Okay.
And Trump was like, nope, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And the party kept trying to convince him out of it because they didn't think that he was a serious candidate.
Okay.
And he was like, you know what? It's me. I don't care what you guys think.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be told what to do. So that was 2016.
Okay, so that's where I was, 2016. And I remember talking to my dad prior to, and he was telling me his political viewpoints, which you and him would be like very having a great conversation, but he's dead, so you can't have a conversation with him right now. It's okay. Anyway, and he was like, you can't vote for Hillary Clinton. She's the worst. And he was listing off all these reasons, and my stepmom saying all these reasons why you can't. And I was like, I don't even know. I'm in the middle of raising little babies. So, okay, I'm just going to go with what my dad says, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went as a grown adult listening to what my dad says. And I was in the voting booth and I voted for Trump on that primary election.
Okay.
And I had the worst.
Well, Hillary wouldn't have been on the primaries.
Okay, which one was I talking about
then? The general. So that would be the
general
election.
No, I swear it was the primary, though, because it wasn't like president yet.
Okay, so it was like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Donald Trump, and you had to choose between one of those.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I remember voting for him because that's what I did. And I was like, I don't know, I went home and I did not feel good. I didn't feel good on the minute I left the voting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of had this sick, disgusting feeling to my stomach.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't think I made the right choice in there.
So who did you vote for the general election then?
So for the general election, I was like, well, it's Hillary or Trump. It's
mm-hmm.
Hillary or Trump.
Because there wasn't
an independent. And at that point, didn't they had just come out, remind me if I'm accurate, like on the media, I feel like there was something like with Marines in the Middle East or some sort of military, something went down. I don't know what it was. And it was like all this shady information was made, like they were putting light on all this shady. What was it?
Benghazi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, there was a terrorist.
And then that made me
sick
to my stomach. And I'm like, I'm sick to my stomach both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, if both of them are making me sick, I'll just vote for Trump. And he got in office. And I was like, all right. I didn't always love the way that he was conducting things. I didn't love that.
Okay. So
I've seen that go down for 4 years.
All right. And I'll tell you that in that election, I didn't vote for Trump either. And the reason why, I told my wife, listen, I'm going to vote for the independent because I can't stand Hillary. And I don't think I can explain to my children that I don't want you to model your life after the president of the United States, who I voted for. And because I thought his character flaws were too big to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't vote for him. He got elected, obviously, and ran the country for 4 years. And the Supreme Court justices that were appointed, I thought, were great. And I thought he did a really good job determining who was actually a qualified candidate And I think that the justices have done a fantastic job in upholding the Constitution and looking at truly what it says and trying to balance that with what our country's tradition has been. Because right now, with Supreme Court justices, they give a lot of weight to what's called stare decisis, and that means let the decision previous stand unless there is an overwhelming reason to overturn a prior decision. Mm-hmm. And so these types of things like civil rights movements, you know, have overcome. The Dred Scott case was one of those cases where it was determined that even if a slave went to a free state, he was still a slave and still owned by the slave owner and could be taken back from that slave state. And so that was overturned, of course, when we had societal changes that, no, we don't own people. We don't own people, yeah. Right? So those big decisions, it took something massive in the society to overturn those decisions. And this court is looking at it more from a basic constitutional fundamental and saying, what does the Constitution say? Can we find some semblance in the decision that was made, Roe v. Wade, or you know, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and say, yes, that is constitutional, and although I wouldn't have agreed upon it at the time had I been on the court, I can see where they're coming out with their constitutional rationale, and therefore we're going to uphold that decision. And these justices have been more liberal in saying, it's not in the Constitution, therefore it's not a constitutional right. And they've overturned, that's what the Dobbs case did, in 2022. And so that overturned 50 years of precedent with abortion being a right that the states could not infringe upon. And a lot of people are up in arms about that. I still don't think a lot of people really understand what that means, because when you ask most people whether 9 justices in the Supreme Court should decide whether or not people should be allowed to have an abortion, most say no. And you say, okay, then do you agree with the overturning of Roe v. Wade? And then they'll say again, no, Roe v. Wade should have stayed in place.
Hey, remind me, I didn't come in with history.
That's okay.
What Roe v. Wade, like... What did they decide in that one again?
Roe v. Wade was the decision. It was Sandra Day O'Connor, which was appointed by Reagan. He thought that she was going to be a conservative, and she was the deciding vote, and was from Arizona, first woman justice. And she wrote, I believe, the opinion on that, and it was that states cannot infringe upon an individual's right to have an abortion up until the time... the child is not viable, right? So if the child cannot live outside the womb right. on its own, then the state cannot prohibit abortion. That is Roe v. Wade. And okay. so what it did basically was take 9 people in the Supreme Court and say, states, you don't have authority to make laws on this issue that will infringe upon an individual's right to have an abortion. So they said it's a constitutional right. Now, the current court has said it's not in the Constitution. It may be some other right somewhere else, and the states may grant that right for an abortion, but it is not stated in the Constitution, hence we're overturning Roe v. Wade. So states can make their own laws regarding abortion. They can allow it up until birth, or they could outlaw it after conception. We as the Supreme Court do not have that authority to read into the Constitution what is not actually written into there. So we're going to allow the states to decide on an individual basis. And if it's explained that way to many individuals, they say, well, okay, then we get to vote who our legislatures are, and they get to make laws that will represent
our vote. Which is how a republic works, yes.
Which is how the republic works. And so when that's
Yay,
explained,
government. Yes, I got that.
Then most people are, yes, we want to be able to make our own decisions, but they still want, and this is the talking point for most of the candidates, especially the current nominee, or actually the Democratic candidate, it is that Roe v. Wade should not have been overturned, that the Supreme Court should require certain things, and all states have to abide by that ruling. We got to go on a break, but I want to come back and get your thoughts on whether or not the Supreme Court should write in new laws or allow the states to make the laws and only maintain the Constitution as it was written. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Here's a check of that weather for today. Sunny and 88, 58 overnight tonight. Winds occasionally strong with that an air quality alert in effect through 10 o'clock tonight. 75 and sunny as we cool off on Tuesday, 51 on Tuesday night.
Coming home from the hospital was incredibly sad and draining. I felt like I had lost so much.
Doctors told us our baby wouldn't survive.
Then those doctors told us they weren't allowed to help me.
That's Ashley and Vance from Mesa. And that's what happened to them because of Arizona's abortion ban. Women who are facing pregnancy complications are being forced to wait until their condition gets worse because doctors risk prison just for treating them.
I waited for days, terrified for my own health.
Watching my wife being forced to carry a baby that would not survive. Government had no right to do that to our family.
Voting yes on Prop 139 ends the ban. To protect women and families in Arizona, families like Ashley and Vance, vote yes. Paid for by Arizona for Abortion Access. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent. Top donors, SEIU, Service Employees International Union, Planned Parenthood Action Fund, and SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Bongino, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
Dear, has my honey-do list become a honey-don't?
I need to rent tools to do the to-do list.
Let's go to Southwest Lumber. They've got everything you need to do the to-dos, and they're voted Yuma's best year after year.
Get all your to-dos to done at Southwest Lumber, 1917 South Avenue B. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Go and ask about their rental specials, like half-day pricing on overnight rentals, Monday through Friday. When you rent on Saturday, Sundays are free. Call Southwest Lumber at 928-782-9867.
That's the sound of an elected official actually doing their job. Representative Michelle Pena is an effective leader who works with both parties to get things done for Yuma at the State House. That's Michelle's constituents applauding her vote on a bipartisan bill to eliminate taxes on rent. She also voted to eliminate the grocery tax. That's the sound of law enforcement supporting Michelle. She's been endorsed by the Arizona Police Association and the state troopers because she supports securing the border, stopping drug cartels, and human trafficking. Michelle Pena is a candidate you can feel good about reelecting because she has a record of working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done in the state house. Paid for by House Victory Fund. Top donors, the Arizona chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America, Inc., Tier Tactical, and Elijah Norton. Not authorized by any candidate.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Sean Garner, and I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. We do estate planning. We help people get their affairs in order so they know what they have, and they can pass it along to their loved ones without the government getting involved. But right now, I've got Liz Pollack on the show.
That sounds so like what we were just talking about, like leave the government out of it.
Yes.
So people can just do their thing.
So
wow.
That is the libertarian
approach.
You. I would align more with a libertarian than I would with the Republicans or the Democrats. I think that the system is rigged on either side. And I'll tell you what, that is why that is the biggest redeeming factor that Trump has, and that's why he has my vote, is because he cannot be told what to do. I think he says a lot of stupid things.
Oh, geez. My kids can't be told what to do either.
Right.
Apparently, there we are.
And here's the thing. I think that the biggest threat to democracy is the deep state. Now, others...
What is the deep state? Is that the South? What are we talking about?
The deep state is the administration... The three letters.
You got to dumb it down. Like if it was ChatGPT, I'd say
CIA,
simplify.
The okay. FBI,
okay.
The IRS. Any government agency that these employees basically have tenure. They cannot be fired.
Ugh.
They're running the government behind the scenes. And we've got these politicians that are simply sitting up and being puppets. And it feels like that's becoming more...
Deep state is the string holders? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Exactly.
And they're just pulling all the
they're
strings.
They're the puppeteers.
Got it.
And, and Joe Biden was, for a lot of people, the wake-up call that it...
Does
it,
he like to go by Joe? Do we know?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
I never heard him called Joseph.
Okay.
So that was the big wake-up call to the world that he is not running the government.
Everybody knows that. Yes.
Right. So somebody else is. That somebody is the wizard, right, behind mm-hmm. the curtain that we don't see. And we'd like to see them. We'd like to know who they
who
are.
Think
and
it
we'd
is?
Like to get rid of them. I don't know who it is.
You don't have any speculation.
No.
Well.
I don't. It's not one person. I mean.
Well, I know. It's got to be a cooperation.
There are thousands and thousands of people that they have the machine running. And they want their politicians well in pocket. They want to have a politician that has a lot of skeletons in the closet so mm-hmm.
they can have blackmail on them. Is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And Donald Trump is like...
You think he can't be bought is what you're saying.
Stormy Daniels, what? Oh, yeah, I slept with her. What? What else you got? What's the real scandal here? Oh, you know, there was some money paid, I don't know, for... election campaign finance in this New York case. He's like, well, what else you got? You really can't get him with anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he's basically making his own decisions. Now, if it were that in and of itself, I'd go back to my 2016 version and say, he's off the rocker, right? He's unhinged. I don't know what he's going to do. But we saw 4 years of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We saw no new wars. We saw a booming economy. We saw appointments
okay,
of very good justices.
Okay, let's back it up really quick, though. Let's back it up really quick.
Okay.
How long does it take for his things that he put into plan?
Uh-huh.
Like, what did he put into plan, and how long does that take to happen?
Well, we...
Because what I understand of government is that it is anything but fast.
Sure. So let's look at that. So let's
There's
go to
that.
Joe Biden and see what happened during Joe Biden's administration. Okay, so he was he took the presidency in 2021. He was elected mm-hmm. in 2020, and in 2021 we had Russia invade Ukraine.
Hey, we all saw that like debate the other day, right? By the other day, it could have been any time last year.
Sure, and you know we've seen the Middle East it going into total disarray, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to a third world war and this European war in the Middle East and with China's aggressions than we've ever mm-hmm. been. And so if your question
and you
is
feel
how
like if
fast
Trump was there,
bad,
it would have not been like that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, all I can say is what I saw, and they weren't like that. And so we had 4 years of peace and prosperity, And now we've
Do you want to tell that to the towns that were burnt down during Black Lives Matter?
But hold up, pause real quick.
So here's where I'm going with that one. So I'm married to a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
Okay. He works for, I'm just going to just leave it at that, right? He's a law enforcement officer. So during 2020, when COVID shut everything down, right?
Right. Well, the government shut everything down and used COVID as an excuse.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the United States.
No.
How many other governments did the
Lots.
Same thing?
But, like, no, but there were some that
so
didn't.
So many others. But
like
yes.
Sweden.
I don't know anything about Sweden, but I know
Sweden
that.
Sweden didn't do it.
I saw my friend in Italy sitting in her house just the way other people were. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I've got.
Many, many governments
Lots
did.
Of little windows. And I'm not talking about TikTok windows. I'm talking about friends that I know mm-hmm. that live in Europe that
right.
were also on lockdown. So I do not believe that it was only the United States that was on lockdown. I feel like there was many other countries that were on lockdown, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there we are. Meanwhile, on lockdown, my husband in law enforcement, that was an essential employee, right? Is that what they called him?
Yeah.
What do they call him?
Essential workers.
Essential workers. So he was told that he had to just keep going to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So that's fine. So he kept going to work. Not like he was planning on staying home. It was like, fine. It was no big deal. And then there started erupting all these like Black Lives Matter rallies or protests or riots or whatever. So I would call that a different type of war, but I would put it in the war bucket, if that makes sense. And you just said we didn't have any, but I don't agree with you.
Well, we didn't have any.
And here's why it's new and personal to my life.
Foreign conflicts.
That it wouldn't be personal. See, what domestic is even worse sometimes because you got to live through that. So near and dear to my heart is Black Lives Matter. Okay, his agency that he works for,
mm-hmm.
his government agency, required him to work every day with no breaks, no days off. I don't know the exact number because I didn't pay attention, but it was well within the weeks where there was not a single day off for my husband for this not war that you just said. It was a war. All law enforcement in his agency, if you had vacation, they took it away and you were at work. You
mm-hmm.
were doing your job. And I don't remember that they were 12-hour shifts. I think they were still like maybe 10-hour shifts, but they weren't 8-hour shifts.
And you think Donald Trump caused this?
No. That's not where I'm going. Well, I don't think he helped. Anyway, so you have all this going down. Oh, shoot. I forgot where my main point was, though.
Well,
I was
that,
on it.
That,
I was
there,
ready.
There were conflicts that were occurring.
Yeah.
And it's a politician that it has to take the fall for. It has to take responsibility for it. And
yeah, but
Donald
like,
Trump was in office at the time.
Throwing in like, yeah, he was in the office at the time, and it did not go well.
Well,
there
did,
was,
but who was
it
he
was
supporting
a mess?
Black Lives Matter? Because there were certain Republicans that supported Black Lives Matter that were contributing to that chaos and Antifa and all of those.
Yeah, that was just a mess.
It was. And he was not for Black Lives Matter. I'm not for it. I saw it from
Well, I don't know that anybody
beginning.
Was like, you know what we should do? Go steal stuff and break things and set things on fire. Like, I don't think the general population was
actually,
like, we should set stuff on fire.
The current Democrat nominee said that it's a way to protest, and that is one
it
way.
Is, that is definitely a way to protest.
Yes, and she argued for defunding the police. And
mm-hmm.
she said property can be replaced, but, you know.
Oh, that's right. Now it's all coming back to me with
so
that
she,
law enforcement guy and the guy, and he can't breathe.
Stood up for them a lot, yes, for George Floyd. And that the country went into all these riots because there were some singular events that gave them talking
that's
points.
Where I was going to. So this was all up in flames, and she can say whatever she wants to say. She was not in the president. She was not in the White House.
Right.
Was she a senator at the time?
Yes.
Okay. What did Trump do to fix that?
Well, Trump certainly didn't want to defund the police, right? And that's
right,
what,
but like in the moment.
That's what she was calling
what was
for.
His, it doesn't matter what she was calling for. She's not the president.
Okay.
He's the president.
Right.
What did he do to fix it?
Well, what he did was he, I think, supported law enforcement. And what can you do other than give law enforcement your full support to allow them to do their jobs. Let's contrast that to what's happening at the border right now. They're saying that the border is out of control and we need more money and we need more laws to fix it. But in reality, if you talk to a Border Patrol agent, you just need the actual administration to allow them to do their jobs. Mm-hmm. Right now, a Border Patrol agent's been turned into a secretary to file paperwork to and bus people inland.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think the president can single-handedly go out there and stop the riots, but he can certainly show support to the police. And that's why the police right now support him. So law enforcement support Trump overwhelmingly mm-hmm. over Kamala Harris. And I think that demonstrates...
Side note.
Sure.
My husband and I are voting. We'll cancel each other.
Sure. And that happens. And quite honestly,
I feel like I should throw that disclaimer in there.
I think that is a noble thing for people to respect each other enough to allow their vote to cancel out the other instead of saying, no, we have to agree on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got to understand there are different ways to see things, and like-minded people can see things from different viewpoints and still have good rationale for voting the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to explain right now to our listeners, that there are reasons that I'm voting for Donald Trump. And one of the main reasons is that he cannot be pushed around. He cannot be told what to do.
You don't think anybody owns him a little bit?
I don't.
You don't think
so. I do
not. You don't think he has a little backdoor, what would you call that, agreement with anybody at all? Because I'm voting the way I'm voting. Do I think she's clean too? No.
Okay. So,
why? Because she's a human being. Well, nobody's clean.
Let me answer your question on that. To the extent that a politician is independent and makes decisions based on their own, I think that's him. And I think that for as garbled of answers as he gives and as much as incendiary speech as he spews out there.
That's such a fancy word. Say it again.
His policies are good. And I say that because I look at the result. For example, I want to quote scripture.
Wow, we just took a U-turn. Okay, I'm ready.
And so I'm going to quote some Matthew here. Matthew 21, 28 through 31.
Who's right. Matthew? Give a little background.
It's in the New Testament. And so Matthew writes down a parable that Christ spoke, and this is what it says. A certain man had two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go to work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterwards, the son repented and went and worked. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And the second son said, I will go. But he went not. Which of them did the will of his father?
Right.
So my thing is, Trump says a lot of stuff that is stupid, and a lot of people think that if he could just be quiet, then he could be much more electable. If he could take away his Twitter account, then he wouldn't tick so many
people
off.
Be so embarrassing. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I, quite honestly, can't stand to listen to one of his speeches for more than 5 minutes. But
that is actually refreshing.
The policies do reflect the types of things that I'd like to see happen in the world and in our country, and that is more hands-off government, less restrictions, allow the country to work on a monetary system that lets the market dictate who the winners and losers should be instead of the government choosing who their special interests
are.
Wait,
doesn't that borderline on democracy then, if you go that far? Because if you just have, like, the people choose, but then you rule out the republic thing.
That's a wonderful point. Now, Thomas Sowell, who is one of the greatest economists of all time, and he was a prodigy of Milton Friedman, said that that the market is democracy times 1,000, because we vote with our wallets every single day,
right,
multiple times a day. And so we get
whether
to determine
we want to or not.
What
yes.
kind of cereal should be successful, what kind of shoe company should be successful, what kind of lawyers we want to, you know, have their firms grow, what type of teachers we want to hire. Because we take our kids and we enroll them in the schools that we feel are most appropriate for them. Instead of having the government say, this is the type of product you ought to have, and this is how much profit you can have off of that product, there's a lot of talking points with Kamala Harris today that she's going to limit the price gouging. Well, nobody is voluntarily allowing themselves to be gouged. They are choosing where to buy things, and there are competitors out there that are saying, I can produce the same thing, better even, for a lower price, come to me instead. Mm-hmm. Politicians cannot, no human being could potentially determine what is going to be the best interest for us, because there's millions of us, and we all have different opinions and different needs and different
tastes.
And so we get to determine through the market what actually is going to succeed and what's going to fail. Now, when the government comes in and takes my tax dollars and your tax dollars
and says
and
this
pours
is what
it
will
into
succeed.
Some special interest that they have, and they say, you know, electric cars are going to be the future and they're going to succeed, and
they're
going to
save
sure,
us all. Don't you know that?
Then that is where we start to crumble. So we've got to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more about that. But I want to hear more about what the policy is that is influencing your decision to vote the way you are. So this is Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be back in a moment.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Want to hear more Life, Death, and the Law? You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, or any other platform you listen to your podcasts.
This is Representative Tim Dunn. The out-of-state Democrat machine doesn't understand Yuma County. They are focused entirely on abortion, which is already legal in the first 15 weeks. Democrats want abortion until birth and want to change the subject away from their failure to secure the border. I have heard from you loud and clear. You want a secure border, support for law enforcement, and your God-given rights protected. Please vote for conservative values that puts your family first. God bless.
Paid for by Tim Dunn for Arizona State Senate and authorized by Tim Dunn.
As we wonder why school shootings keep happening, someone is lashing out at loved ones. As we argue about legislation, someone is posting threats on social media. As we continue to mourn the loss of innocent lives, someone is planning the death of more. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent gun violence. Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
You know, the big wireless companies want you to overpay for data that you don't need, but you don't have to settle for that with Pure Talk. Well, you get to choose how much data that you actually want. And for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You're going to get mobile hotspot, 5 gigs of data. Go with Pure Talk, and you get to choose how much data you actually want. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I've got Liz Pollack on the show. And
hello.
Liz, I am dying to know why you want to vote for Kamala Harris.
Well, you've been dying for so long. Yes,
Can I ask you, are you voting against Donald Trump or are you voting for Kamala Harris?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I don't know if I could even answer that.
Or is it both?
Maybe both.
Okay. But more against
Sprinkle it all
Donald
in together.
Trump. Like Donald Trump's name on the ballot, can you envision yourself checking the box?
No.
Okay. Why?
Because of that reaction I just gave.
But why do you have that reaction? Because
okay, why do I have the reaction
hair?
To Donald
Trump?
The hair's not helping, or the Cheeto thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's not helping either. I watched him be as the president before. I've seen him talk. And I do not watch closely. So if somebody's listening to this, first of all, they're asleep. Second of all, if they are still awake,
okay,
you know what they're thinking? This girl knows zero things about politics.
Well, that's why most people know zero things about politics. 100%
true.
They just vote on sound bites.
I vote no. Okay, sound bites and I'm a girl.
Emotion.
Just emotion and just like the vibe,
mm-hmm,
I would call it. Just getting a vibe from a person, that's what I'm voting for.
Okay. So, what is it? So, policy-wise, if you were to lay out 10 world-changing policies and 9 of them were in the favor of Donald Trump, you still couldn't vote for them. If that were the case.
Okay. If they were world-changing, like life-altering policies, yes. And it was like so amazing, and Trump was actually at the heart of them.
Yes.
He wouldn't say the things that he says.
Okay.
Do you agree?
No. But I
really?
I can understand why you would say that, because yes.
Okay, let's back this up. So here we are. I come into this office. This is a law firm.
Yes.
Would you employ somebody as your receptionist or like the public view that says the most ridiculous offensive things ever? Would you employ somebody like that, that is answering your phones and talking to your clients or your potential clients or whatever it is, and having that be
what
the face of
your alternative?
Thing? Your alternative is, I don't know. But I'm just saying, in general,
in the words of
when you go hire
Thomas
someone,
Sowell, there are no
you're probably
right
not
answers.
Like, who's an ass? Let's fire. Wait, can we say bad words on this?
You just did.
I just did. Let's hire that guy. No. You're going to look for the one that has a little more finesse.
Right.
Especially when you're dealing with people that maybe they just lost a loved one. You're not going to have someone that's like, sorry, or maybe they don't say sorry. They probably wouldn't say sorry. They would just be like, yeah, well, your husband just died. Okay, a little bit of read the room.
We have two choices.
Two choices.
Somebody that can
well, don't we have like 10 choices? We got independent choices.
Well, two real choices.
That's the guy who voted independent before. I love it.
Right. Because yes. So, but you're saying would I hire them? If I've got two people that walk into my office, right?
Okay.
And one
Are they trying to get a job? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
We're talking about hiring. Okay. Good.
One can get the work done and the other can't get the work done.
Uh-huh.
But is more pleasant.
Okay.
I'm going to hire the person that can get the work done.
Even with the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, what if they have the mouth, but they're not actually doing the job?
Well,
and the one that's a little more finesse isn't the best at her job, but like she's okay.
That would be, yeah, a different scenario.
That's where I feel like I am.
So if we feel like Kamala Harris could actually help out with the economy, would help us be a free people, and you and I have both indicated that we're more libertarian than any other party.
Because we don't like to be told what to do.
Hands-off government. I think Kamala Harris is hands-on to the extreme. In fact, she's got a voting record in Congress as the most left-leaning, meaning the most intrusive government mm-hmm. of any of the senators. And therefore, I don't want her to get involved. I'd rather have somebody that sounds like an idiot that stays out of my life
mm-hmm.
run things than somebody that couldn't say the correct things and
right.
gets into my everyday affairs and takes a big chunk of my paycheck home.
But if she's so incompetent, how is she getting into your life daily? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, it's because she's not running the government at all. It's the deep state that's running the government. She's allowing them to do it. Donald Trump won't allow the deep state to run the government, and that's why I want him in.
I still can't vote for him.
And I'm not trying to persuade
you. I hear what you're
to.
Saying, though.
I'm not trying to persuade you to, but that's why, is because he's so offensive. He's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And the way that he speaks.
Can you see how, as a woman, seeing how he has talked of and makes a mockery
yes.
of his current marriage? Yes. How?
I don't know about the
how
specifics of his
in
current
the
marriage,
world?
Quite honestly. But I can say generally, when I saw that he was a candidate in 2016 or 15 when he was running in the primaries, I thought, this isn't real. This isn't going to happen.
And then it did.
And then it did. However, I was surprised, and pleasantly so, to see that the country actually fared well and the world fared well. And so I had to come back and say, you know what? I'm going to eat crow, and I'm going to go with what works as opposed to what looks good but doesn't
mm-hmm.
work. I'm going to go with the son that says, I ain't doing it, Dad, but then goes out in the vineyard and works, instead of the son that says, yes, sir, and sits on the couch and plays video games.
Mm-hmm. See, and I don't know. I think we'll find out in 4 years what happened. First of all, we don't know who's going to win.
We don't. No, not at all. So you are voting against Trump. It's not
yes.
that Harris gives you the warm fuzzies. It's not
she
that
she does much better at public speaking, in my opinion. Just no, from their little...
Absolutely fine.
I watched their debate because I was like, oh, I should probably watch this,
yeah.
Right? I don't think I saw the beginning part of it. I may have come like halfway through and then watched through. And I was like, dang girl, yes. And her closing remarks had me feeling all the feels. Now, was it staged? I don't know. But she said things that
politicians are staged.
Yes. But if Trump was saying the things that he needed to say, he made me more solidify why I would not vote for him.
That's all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Oh, you're welcome. Everyone just got a little bit less smart, but it's fine.
This is Life, Death, and the Law. We'll
minus
talk to you
the
next
death.
Week.
Yes. Yes.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
This house seems very hot. Ugh, the AC is blowing hot air.
Call Air Solutions of Yuma for residential and commercial HVAC services. They'll repair, do maintenance and installations with their experienced and professional technicians. Air Solutions of Yuma can help your air temperature and quality to make all the difference in this heat. Local authorized Bryant dealer. Contact them today. Air Solutions of Yuma. Find them on Facebook or call for an appointment. 928-627-1343. Air Solutions of Yuma will cool you down.
The best way to win a race is with a head start. It's true all year round, but especially in November. That's why early voting is essential, and President Trump wants you to vote for Arizona Republican Carrie Lake. In the Senate, Lake will stand with President Trump to defeat the Democrats' radical agenda and protect Arizona. Carrie Lake will secure our border, finish the wall, provide Border Patrol agents with the equipment they need to keep us safe, kick criminal illegals out of our country, and Carrie Lake will ensure Arizona has what we need to prosper by securing new sources of water, improving infrastructure, delivery systems, and working with farmers to ensure they get the water they need. Support Trump-endorsed Republican Carrie Lake for U.S. Senate. Vote early today and help make America great again. Arizona's Voltera PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of its advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.aidpac.com.
Do you hear this? Every parent needs a break, right? Hi, I'm Wes McDowell with the Wes McDowell Insurance Agency. If rising insurance rates are keeping you from having date nights, then call our office at 928-305-1607 for a free and hassle-free quote. That's 305-1607. Let us see if we can save you money so you can have a night away from all of those loud kids. Good luck with that.
Hi, this is Tony Driscoll, Vice President, General Manager of El Dorado Broadcasters. If you're the owner and or operator of a local business, I'd like you to hire us. Yes, I'd like you to add 560 KBLU to your team. For what it costs you for hourly employees, like that guy that at this very moment is leaning back in his chair, staring aimlessly, or the gal checking her Facebook page for the 17th time today, you could be reaching out to thousands of listeners with a positive message about your business. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to bust you out like that, but hey, get back to work. If you want to reach the people listening to the radio right now, just like you are, give me a call at 928-344-4980. And if I'm not leaning back in my chair, staring aimlessly, or checking my Facebook page, I'll answer your call and we can talk about us going to work for you. 344-4980.
El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know, the big wireless companies want you to overpay for data that you don't need, but you don't have to settle for that with Pure Talk. Well, you get to choose how much data that you actually want. And for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You're going to get mobile hotspot, 5 gigs of data. Go with Pure Talk, and you get to choose how much data you actually want. Just dial pound 250, say the keyword save now, And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.